High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, but talking about incredible in a good way, let's talk about Bridges for Peace. Reverend Rebecca Brimmer is the president of Bridges for Peace International, and we wanted to get a little bit more information about she's been the CEO, president, for the last 18 years. She's retiring shortly and was, in fact, one of the six recipients of the Keren Hayesod Yakir Awards last month. So Bridges for Peace is an incredible organization, and we wanted to find out a little bit more about what the future holds. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very good. It's nice to be with you here.
So it's just an incredible thing. I mean, you've been involved in the organization for, what, 18 years?
Actually, I've been involved in the organization for 30 years.
Wow.
But for the past 18 years, I've been the international president and CEO, after the former CEO resigned.
And the main focus of Bridges for Peace International, what's the what are the priorities there?
So we're a Christian organization, and we have a lot of sorrow for the fact that Christians and Jews have not gotten along for so many centuries. So we created the organization in order to build better relationships between Christians and Jewish people around the world. And we do this through a variety of means. One of the main things is educating and helping the Christian world to understand what's really happening in Israel, not just what you get on your news.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, we raise money from Christians around the world to do acts of kindness in Israel.
Christian support for Israel has been one of the key factors to the success of the country. And it really is a remarkable community that reaches out and supports Israel because of Christian belief.
That's right. You know, Christians around the world are some of the greatest friends that the people of Israel have. And it's not because Israel is perfect or the Jewish people are perfect.
What? 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 I'm horrified. No, I'm joking. Of course. Yeah, exactly right. Sorry, carry on.
Right. So we read the Bible, and we see that the God of Israel talks about this great nation and this people all the way through the pages of the book that we read. And we want to be a part of what he's doing. And throughout the scripture, he talks about the return of the Jewish people to their ancient homeland. And you know what? We live in the day when we see that happening.
We really do. There's a bit of a challenge here in South Africa where we are seeing a bit of a hijacking of the political dialogue, which is having an influence on South African Christians in a negative way with regard to Israel. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I don't think we should minimize the suffering that happened in South Africa by applying the same terms to another state, when it is not in any way the same thing. So to use the word apartheid to describe Israel is just not accurate. And it minimizes, I think, in some way, the suffering of people in South Africa.
I agree. Absolutely.
In Israel, every citizen, regardless of color, regardless of ethnicity, Arabs and Jews, men and women, by the way, and that's important to understand in the Middle East, all have equal rights to vote, to be members of parliament if they're voted into it, to education, to speak freely their mind about any issue that's important to them. And I think this is far different from what I saw in the history of the United States with slavery, or what perhaps you saw in South Africa with apartheid.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. And how do you further that conversation here in South Africa to show a different perspective?
Yeah, so I'm probably the wrong person to talk to about that. We have a South African who is our national director here who is well aware of all the issues. And I'd really encourage you to get to know Chris Eden, our national director. But I will just say this, and that is that I believe that God loves all people equally, and that not interested having any person be persecuted, whether they're black, white, purple, orange, or green. You know, this is not the heart of our God. So at Bridges for Peace, we are encouraging people to learn how to love God and then to learn how he loves people and to treat all people with respect.
I absolutely love that. And we are certainly going to make more contact with Bridges for Peace South Africa and see how we can help to continue that important message. Reverend Rebecca Brimmer, thank you. And just well done for the incredible work that you have done and continue to do. Reverend Rebecca Brimmer, President of Bridges for Peace International. It's 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.